I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we in? Four seasons. Bro, do you know what, yeah? There's a few things I actually wanted to say about it, but the last message at the end is beautiful, bro. What you said at the end is it's sensational. I felt that. I actually felt that.
That was proper genuine.
I felt that, bro. I could tell as well. I could tell that was genuine.
I was super hyped, so there's no way I could lie.
Is it, yeah? I know, you see, with four seasons, I know where I want to be and the space I am when I want to listen to that now. I feel like, for me, it's, funny enough, it's an evening thing for me.
It's an evening thing for me.
So like, I started listening to it yesterday, during the day and that, but obviously I was doing bare things or whatnot. Yesterday now, I'm on my way to go and play at some private party. There's a lady that I'll always still just play it for her stuff. She's like, she does house parties or whatever. So I'm driving, I'm listening to this and I'm saying, yo, this feels perfect for the on the way home, you know? So anyway, I started listening to it on the way home. Sensational. Sensational, bro. Really good, bro.
Thank you so much.
No cap. Like, really, really good, man. You should be proud of that. This one feels like it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but I feel like it's definitely, you have been a strong driving force in this.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I just trapped my finger in the door. It's really hurting, sorry.
Just in case. Or is that always the case?
No, so this one was, we're trying to do this whole new thing. We're doing like, Vibra Presents, and we want to work with loads of different artists and do four tracks with them. And this is an example of how we would want to do it, where it's geared primarily by one person with the assistance of TJ. Okay. So like,
TJ raps on it as well.
He does. Yeah, he raps on Autumn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, and then you got like the Harry Pinero voice note in between as well.
Yeah.
Woo. So the first track that I sent him for the project to say, yo, we're doing the four seasons, was Spring. So I heard Sunbeams by Jay Dilla. Mm. And at the start of Sunbeams, there's like a 15-second part where he goes, dun, 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 before it breaks down into what the beat is going to be. And I was like, oh, imagine that looped. My finger's really hurting. Imagine that loop. That would sound crazy. So like, we looped it.
Yeah.
And then I just like started rapping over it, send it over to him. And he goes, whoa. And then obviously what you hear then is just so far removed from what I sent him. He just made it to a next mad thing. And then that's pretty much how the project started.
So it's Spring the first, that's the first song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it goes into, do you know what? This is the next thing that I liked, yeah? So it goes into the one with Louis Ray, right?
Yeah.
But do you know what I liked? I liked how it went from, you're hearing that, whatever that sample is, then when it goes into the next one, it's like, it's almost continuous.
Yes, 100%.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that. Like, very intentional. That's structure to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then Lou, I feel like I've heard that before though.
Yeah, you might have played that to me, but yeah. Time ago,
yeah, he said that to me on a voice note. Whatever.
And then we just changed a couple of things about it.
Hey,
and then
Louis is too cold, you know. So I swear down, this brother is crazy. He's so versatile. You know, like obviously he's doing the singing thing, then he's like doing the harmonies, but the harmonies are too. It's too R&B. Yeah. It's like, bro.
And it was, to me, it was perfect to get Louis Ray on it because summer, like Western, come on, they're so summer. And even the way the song came about was so weird. I said the other day, yeah, like imagine, Skits just came back to my crib one time with Louis. Like 11:30, a random one, like, all right, cool. So we're jamming, kicking it for time. The music Louis Ray plays me of his own is I can't find words for it. It's absolutely out of this world.
Hey, brother.
Like, different themed mixtapes that are unreleased. So then we just get into this music conversation of like, bro, what do you think of this then? My man sends me, he leaves my house, he sends me that hook 15 minutes after he's left the house.
Oh, mad.
In the car driving back.
Mad.
And I'm just like, there's really levels to this music thing. I'm not doing that. Like, you might get something after a month. Like, I am not sending you something 15 minutes like that.
Do you know, I can't remember. Like, one of my favourite things is watching the recording process or, like, how people create music. How they, like, even just, for some people, it'd be very boring. But for me, as a people watcher anyway, I enjoy watching people either writing lyrics down on a piece of paper and then going over it in their head. And then seeing them go in the booth and do it, or seeing the person walking around in circles, you know what I mean?
That's me.
Until they get in and go in the booth. I love watching that shit. That's love watching producers start off with something that is like so, just like one little beat and then it turning into something. And sometimes it takes ages. But one time I was here, it's not even that long ago, in this very studio, yeah?
Oh yeah, you spoke about this.
Nah, it wasn't a Dexter Daps day.
Oh.
It wasn't a Dexter Daps day. It was another day. Now, maybe I think what happened was, we might have recorded, and then Louis came in, because he had a session afterwards, or they had a session, and I stayed, didn't I?
He had a meeting. And then you were just in the room. He then kicked me out.
Yeah.
He was in this room, and two people came downstairs.
That might have been it. Yeah, it was the producer. All right. Yeah, so it was something like that anyway. Yeah, so he was obviously, yeah, he's had his meeting or whatever. Then he's like, a beat started playing. So he's like, Louis standing there, yeah. And he's just like, he's sort of pacing around, yeah. But you could see that he's like getting like a little harmony going on. Bro, within like 15 minutes, yeah, this man started coming with the coldest bar. The coldest bar within a harmony, bro.
And do you know what's so sick about him as well? Even the way he can coach something out of you.
Okay.
A skill that you didn't even know you had. Like, okay. Even the way man's come on the rhythm, yeah. That's all Louis Ray and Skits. Like, it's all Louis Ray, really. Like, he's just, po, nah. And then, you know, they're sitting in the studio and then you record it again and there's no response. And then all of a sudden it's, yo, you're like, yes, we've done it. Yeah, and it's he was, that way he explains it, like he just, I kept doing it and then he goes, come out. And then he just explained it one time. And when I done it, I was like, raw, like this guy really knows what he's talking about. Like it's, like I have to say, studio, in order for you to get a good project where you're working with someone else on the track, you actually have to strip back your ego. Like completely. 100. When you walk into the studio, just like leave your ego on the clothes hanger, and then come in and then just have a conversation, because the things you're open to learning and the way your vocal will change and things like that, bro, is ridiculous. And yeah, I thank Louis for that as well, because yeah, bro, like you said, you saw it 15 minutes in the flesh. My guy, he just drove off. You gotta concentrate on driving, big man. Are you even multitasking like this?
Yeah, I know. And I know as well, when he does them freestyles, yeah, where's my phone? He did one the other day, didn't he?
In his car, in Paris.
Yeah, was he in Paris?
He's in Paris. Niggas was in Paris.
You know, it's one of them ones where I know he was probably just driving, and then after a while, he's just coming up with this shit, bro.
Bro, 100%.
It's crazy. Wait, did he?
By the way, have you got a charge for this?
I've Simple and plain. Hey, yo, it's funny how time flies when we laid up in bed. I mean, the stomach is crunch time. 4 in the morning, I wake you up when it's lunchtime. Ain't no sucker for love. Why are you sucking them blunts? Gonna be wrapped around your little finger. I told you I'm a rapper, baby, not a singer. And don't you do no underhand, cause I'm an overthinker. I have you sitting on the bench, you must have pulled a leg. Claiming you want all the smoke to take it to the end. Watch the release, still got a lot on my plate. Still dodging police. They got my niggas locked up. I'm waiting on their release. You say a prayer for me, mommy. Hope you're watching on me. I wear my heart on my arm. Watch on my sleeve. I don't follow no sheep. I just follow my dreams. All that thought I gotta catch another flight. And then I kiss you, then I vanish in the night. Then I'm back like I left my car keys. Last week, I was chilling under some palm trees. This week, front row fashion Versace. You doled up, taking shots with a Barbie. Drunk conversations, can you see what my palms read? Tell me about my future, that's enough of my past. We heading to the car, now you wet in my car seats. Honestly, I love it though, but you know I'm nasty. Yo, you know, listen, I'm always showing the moment.
Brother,
Louis Ray is so smooth with it, and just
I could never. I remember we've said this a bunch of times here, but like for me personally, when it comes to this as well, I never let his name go under the radar when we talk about rap conversations or rappers.
You don't.
Like Louis has to always be mentioned in the room. He has to be mentioned in the room.
And if you listen to what rappers mention him. Because like if you're a rapper and you like you really want to have a dope pen, you're gonna be listening to people that inspire you, or you're gonna be listening to people that challenge your pen. Do you know where I'm coming from? I know if you're on a tune with Louis Ray, your pen gotta be hot. It's gotta be a strong pen. You can't go there on just a meaty 16. You've gotta have your best 16 strapped up, because Louis can really bar. He's gonna give you melodies, he's gonna give you different cadences, he's gonna even like how many different flows were in that one type of bar, describing the most simple stuff, but the way he's laid it out is just
mad,
crazy, man. Like, he's crazy.
Wasn't you recording with Benjamin AD?
I've got that rhythms there as well. We're gonna go back into studio. Benjamin sent me something, and
Didn't it make it? Was you only ever gonna?
No, that's gonna be for the third project. So like, we're releasing three projects. That was Four Seasons, which is primarily just my perspective. Then the next project we're gonna release is the project off the back of the project that we done with you.
Right.
So we done Guy Fawkes with you.
Yeah.
So we're doing Gal Fawkes now.
Oh, right.
And I'm speaking to Henry to get Henry on it. And Henry's like, you know, to play the same role that you played.
Yeah.
And we've got like two songs there. We're going to get like someone else in studio. We've got Lila Gold coming to studio to jump on that project. But then we've got Penny Loafer.
Right.
And on Penny Loafer, like we've got potentially one mad collab, but I want to get the 16 laid with that one before I say it. And then, we've got this Benjamin AD track that's going to go on Penny Loafer as well. And we're just trying to find, like, we're trying to make the song, that is, like, the cool 60-year-old version of that one type of place. So, like, I want to find, like, a cool Jamaican type of sound. I think I sent it to you, a song called Balance.
Yeah.
Where it's got, like, a cool Yardie vibe to it.
I don't remember that, actually.
I'll play it to you. Like, we've got one, like, just, like, a cool Yardie vibe. So, like, Alicia, I don't know, you might be sitting down with your uncle one day. And he just play that rhythm, or your granddad, and you go, yo, that rhythm's tough, you know. I want to find like skits. I want to find the Filipino version of that skits. Like, what's your uncle or your granddad gonna hear you play and go, yo, that's kind of crazy, you know? So I want to try and make a project like that, and we call it Penny Loafer because it's that type of shoes that, you know, them type of uncles and be wearing and shit. So yeah, that's the project that Benjamin AD's gonna be on.
Okay, cool. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is a bit of a deep one, but what made your, because you got your mum on there, right?
Yeah.
What made her say that? Like, what, do you remember the conversation you were having with her for her to say that?
Yeah. So I watched Bear My Content. And I was like, mum, like, that energy there that I've just felt of watching the back of that, like, makes me question my character type of thing, like. And then she said that.
Do you know what? It's like, I remember a time where your relationship with your parents and that wasn't necessarily in the greatest space.
Nah.
But I love where you and your mum is today.
Yeah.
Or how it has been maybe over the last few years. I'm not sure like when it all like started to feel better. But I love that, man. I love where you are at the moment. I think it's probably really good for you as well still.
Proper. And it was, yeah, that was a mad thing because it was just watching that content back and then feeling the energy I felt. I was like, Mum, I'm getting an idea of why people are talking to me the way they are, because if that's their entry point for a long period of time, that kind of comes like who you kind of are. So I was like, Mum, I need to figure out how to get out of that pattern of routines, because I won't be able to say to somebody, that's not me, if I'm looking at it and saying, that is me. This is crazy. So then like, my mum was just, yeah, that's what I'm like. I think I get the same for my mum. My mum's like, but over the course of your life, that hasn't been you. And if you can take a look at the things that are happening around that time, then it's going to make sense on why you've just been this person for a period of time. You've just got to trust that you can get back to that space.
Yeah.
So it was just, and then she went off the back of that voice note. She spoke about environments and environments you need to place yourself in times of healing.
Right.
And how long you need to be in an environment in a time of place of healing in comparison to a time where you're just cool.
Yeah.
She goes like, in a time of healing, it's harder to fight off the devil, but then like, when you're in a good space, you could just go anywhere. You could go to a dance,
right,
have your wedding ring on your finger and feel no way. Yeah. But if you're just in a bit of a place where you're a little bit more insecure, you can go to that same dance and you could be swayed to go and do something purely because you're just in a really low frequency.
So yeah.
It's just about, yeah, just understanding.
Yeah, how you're feeling can change your perception of everything around you.
And it's just dangerous, isn't it? Because then that's one action can determine the way so much people look at you, or it can be that detrimental.
But that's why there's like, you know, that's why sometimes there's so much violence amongst some of the youths, because how they're feeling and how some of them have been made to feel is almost distorting their perception of what is actually going on outside.
Yeah.
So with that now is that one youth could go out and it's just, you know what I mean, love, and it's not really, it's just nothing. Another youth's going out paranoid, feeling all kinds of way, and then you go and see something and you interpret it a completely different way to what it actually is. Then it becomes violence. It's like, there's so many different examples of that, isn't it? But yeah, your feelings do definitely play a big role in how you perceive things, but also sometimes the outcomes of certain reactions and stuff too. You know what I mean?
100%. And environments was, I think the environments definitely, my mom's spoke conversation about environments off the back of that voice note was sick as well. Because my mom was just like, you're expecting too much for some environments, where your expectations in another environment will meet what you want. And you got to ask yourself why your perception has changed and why you want to put yourself in that environment and have them expectations when it's never been that. Like, what's so appealing in that environment? And I realized that they're not like Kanye West song, Flashing Lights.
Yeah.
I was distracted for a period of time for whatever reason. And then when I put the expectations and back in a place that you can manage and where it's reciprocated, it makes you even appreciate the other space a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because you didn't appreciate it because of your expectation of it, which was completely wrong and incorrect at the time, for whatever reason, do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, my mum, that was a mad day, like, but that was on a Sunday. That was a Sunday.
Yeah, man, them conversations are nice to have on a Sunday as well.
And it was a chain because I had to go through voice notes because I was like, Mum, I can't do this over the phone right now. Let's just do voice notes. Let me take it in.
Think about
what I'm going to say and then respond. Yeah. So, yeah, a shout out to Mumsy, man. Thank you, Mummy. I'm a difficult child at time, but
big up, man.
Four seasons, Mumsy, man.
Look forward to meeting her one day still.
Just come around, fly back to my house, man.
Yeah.
And when I make her just come around and just come to my house and just...
Does she live locally to where you are right now?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Neat. So 100% you have to meet. Yeah, you definitely have to meet her.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
I got a picture of you and my mum, yeah. Listen, that picture will stay with me and her.
It's a good day.
That picture,
man,
will stay with me, like, that was a real organic love moment, brother.
I loved it.
That was on my birthday. Was it last year? Yeah,
100% it was last year.
Yeah, man.
And you know what's so beautiful about that day? Yeah, that's why, again, it's mad what love can do, you know, because I feel like we're plants.
Go on.
So when the weather's bad, sometimes we just feel a little bit low.
Yeah, of course.
And on that day, if you remember it, the weather was crazy.
And it was an outdoor party.
It was outdoor. In fact, everything said that shouldn't be what it ended up being.
Exactly.
But the love just said, sorry, nah.
Yeah.
We're dead there today. And I just remember the part where everyone's just gathered round and then your mum's in the middle there. And I'm just looking like, I'm me and Sushi, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is actually, like, very rarely do you see people in the rain. Black people, Carl, we got to think about our hair.
100.
The way we're stepping, how we getting home. Yeah. There's better things on our mind. No one cared.
No.
For that whole, how many hours it was, honestly, nobody cared about.
Do you know what the rain did? Do you know what the rain did? The rain stopped the hype from coming and just had the love there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because if the sun was out and it was beaming, it would have been completely rammed, but it would have been a hype thing. Still nice, whatever, but it would have been a hype thing. The hype wasn't there. Mm. So it was. I was just left with the love. That's what made it sick. Do you get what I'm saying?
You've done that?
Huh?
God.
Yes.
God did.
Yeah.
God did.
Yeah, God said, you know what? See, today it's not going to be that. It's not going to be that. Today is
going to be a love thing. Huh? Let's give him a proper... Especially where, because you know what's so mad, yeah? This is what we were talking about the other day, me and Amanda. We were like, remember Chucky's birthday? We're like, yeah. Do you remember where he was positioned and everything? Yeah, they're like, look at it now. I'm like, I know. You know what the next birthday is going to be like? We're like, yeah. It's almost crazy. Like... God said, just have your last birthday like that.
Yeah, we'd love.
Because moving forward, Doug, R&B Slow Jams, one extra. It's too crazy. Much to just have your birthday like that ever again. Crazy. Really.
It's crazy. Enough music dropped, bro. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. All I've listened to since the music's dropped out is Yours and Getz. But I haven't actually finished Getz' project yet. So I can't really... deep dive in it too much, yeah. But I will say, because one thing, like, and I'm going to constantly say this just so that the message is clear, yeah. I have a default rap style and I love it when it's met. I just love it when it's met. When I heard Mount Rushmore, have you heard that?
Oh my God. Oh, do you know what, yeah? Do you know what's funny? Just before you even say anything,
I tweeted this, yeah? But bare people thought I was just talking, I was generally speaking about, because I put Mount Rushmore and I put Getz, Kane and Wretch. And then people are saying, no, but Potter's got to be in there. No, but what, they all, what, who? Bruv, this is bare stuff going on. I'm like, I'm talking about a song with three very talented MCs who are rapping their asses off. And saying stuff. Brother. Oh my God.
Can I just say right now, today, obviously this is not like football. This is not like sport in a sense. Because my opinion can change from, you know, day to day. And there's no rules. And I'm telling you that from now. Right now, Wretch won. But that's today. And yeah, I've listened to that song a few times.
Yeah.
I'll have the bars that I think are the craziest by next week as well.
Right.
But the way I feel today.
Yeah.
Because Getz came, and we were speaking about the cadence that Getz and Kane have, which is almost like they're twins, and I don't get it, how Kane can come in on a half bar on Getz, and
yeah.
I'm only clocking maybe on the, I don't know, 2 seconds later or 3 seconds, I'm not clocking straight away, it's so smooth. You know, like when a guy can drive and he changes gear and you're not even clocking. The next man changes gear and it's...
Yeah.
When them man change gear, it's just...
It's different.
It's too smooth, bro. I'm just like, this is dangerous.
Wretch is... He, for me, when it comes to that, is like, he's number one for me, bro. He's so good at it, bro. I've been saying on this pod, I can't remember the last time I said it, but I was like, yo... I don't know if anyone's paying attention to like his feature verses. He's been given the coldest feature verses
after
bro.
The Nines project. You said
yeah,
it
oh yeah, probably after the Nines. Project. Yeah.
Highly blessed.
He's just been delivering them, just quietly, just been delivering these verses, bro. Where he's just saying stuff, rapping his ass off, and it is mad smooth. It's just mad smooth, and it's like, you know, with Wretch, yeah, it's like. Immediately, as soon as you hear his voice, it's the first line. What does he say? Sky, why are you taking long to reply to my messages? But it's like, this is the daughter thing. Do you get what I'm saying? And he's like, that's the theme of the verse, I guess, isn't it? It's like, it's just, you wouldn't understand unless you have a daughter. But it's like, this, now that you're getting older, I'm sending you messages and whatnot. You're taking longer to respond to me and that. It's making me feel a way. Listen, the way that he's delivered that, and that's coming off the back of Kane revealing having a child and talking about being a dad and whatnot and his nan passing away or whatever else, coming from the Mobo, doing the Mobo speech and then leaving there and going to check his nan and daughter and this, that, and then Rex comes in and then starts talking immediately. Well, as we hear about, you're talking about your child. Yeah, this is how
I'm happening to.
Yeah. Gets his on a vibe of, yeah, mum, I know it sounded weird when I was saying X, Y, and Z about it sounding like I was only eating one meal a day when maybe it was actually four. Dad, I know it sounds mad. Like, I know you probably thought it was a bit weird when I was saying that you was never around when, like, you know, man is man, innit? Like, I love you still. Do you know what I mean? And I know what that love looks like. It's like, bruv, these lot are saying this in the coolest way together. When you look at these names, I would have instantly thought, you know what? Maybe it might be a grime thing and they're just going to go spaz out. I just thought that this was the perfect thing that those three could have done, bro. Honestly. But I'm gonna keep listening to it, though, because I want to be able to talk more about the project properly.
Maybe I do want to say him. That Shaka song is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life.
I ain't heard it yet, bro.
It's one of the, I know, I've just got, maybe I'm, honestly.
Oh, yeah, and I love Shaka as well, bro.
Shaka, there's delivering, and then there's a hat-trick in the chat.
Serious.
In the World Cup final. Like, this is... Am I like, this is Mbappe levels. For a hook.
Have you heard it as well?
I've heard some of it.
It's my... I'm telling...
Oh, I can't wait, bro.
I know when I come see me, when you know when I come see me, and it's your... It sounds like some Party Next Door shit. It sounds like Party's first album. That is, honestly, it's crazy. It's crazy, 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 bro. I got tears in my eyes. This shit crazy, bro.
Shaka is the truth as well, by the way. Can I just say?
And a gentleman. Consistently.
Yes, 100%. Brother, the man came to... Bro, anyway. The man come to my New Year's Eve dance, bought a ticket, and just came to my dance. I know Shaka, bro. There's no way. There's just no way, bro. Like, brother, if you're coming...
Just message me.
Yeah, I've got you. Nah. You know what? You're doing New Year's Eve. I wanted to come and support, and I just wanted to just be there with my friends and just do that kind of thing. And I'm like... I loved it, but I'm like, nah, you know, like sometimes when somebody is like, when you check for somebody so much, you want to.
Yeah, 100%.
You want to. And I say this to Shaka all the time too, yeah? Because I don't think I've actually explained it to him properly. And maybe now is the time that I can. But sometimes when I see Shaka, I say to him, bro, like, you helped me in a way that you'll never know. Mm. You'll never know. Because this time that I always refer to about me being in a serious mud, in a serious mud, one of the things that kept me warm was Shaka's music, bro.
You always
I remember. About it. I'll tell you this, yeah. One day I had to go and pay rent, and I was paying it in cash, yeah. Bro, I was struggling to get this money together, bro. Struggling. And I was always late. I'll be honest with you. I was always late. Let's just say, for example, the date I have to pay is on the 1st of the month, yeah. I'm paying this on the 12th. It's that. And then you know what? I'm paying it on the 12th, and then now it feels like the 1st is around the corner again. Do you get what I'm saying, bro?
So close.
Brother, but the embarrassment of me being so late all of the time, and sometimes even past 12 days,
yeah.
The embarrassment was made me walk from where I was staying to the person's house to pay the rent late in the night. Cause I didn't want to face them. In the day, I didn't want to go there and say, oh, like, sorry, I'm late. And do you get what I'm saying? So I'd go there at like 3 a.m. I'd walk from, it would take me like just under an hour to walk there and walk back. So I'd go at like, leave at like 2, 3 a.m, go there, pay the thing, and then I walk back. Bro, I'm listening to Shaka. Strength of an Ox? That was a song that I kept listening to. Bro,
you needed that for the walk.
Bro, I needed it, bro. I needed it. And it's like, those are the songs, yeah. When I go back to that, when I listen to them songs now, yeah, the emotional connection to that is so deep, yeah, that it makes me feel weird when I hear it. It's like, because I remember exactly how I felt when I was there.
Yeah, man.
But then I also, it's like, oh, it feels nice, but then it feels weird. It feels like it's just one of them weird ones. But it helped, bro. It's like music therapy. So when I see, and then later on, I ended up DJing for Shaka a few times. I used to say to him, bro, like, you don't even know, bro. Like, why, bro, this is how deep it was. This is going to sound mad, yeah? When he did his show, the show was in Coco. I was standing on the balcony, yeah? And then I can't even remember what the song was, yeah. But I started finding myself feeling a little emotional. Because this time was fucking crazy for me, bro. And all I was really listening to, obviously I was listening to Bear stuff, Bear other stuff and whatever. But when I needed it, Shaka's music was helping, man, bro. Like, it's mad. So when I see Shaka, I always say to him, bro, you don't even know. You don't even know.
You know the artist that, it's so funny that the artist that I feel that I'm most about are the ones that I feel I wish would just, wish they'd done it at a high intensity or done it sicker or done something more so they could be appreciated at a higher level. Like I remember, because when you say that, it makes me think about, all right, cool. I remember the whole time when, even when I was doing Vibra and I wanted to rap a particular way and I was like, you know, you start looking left and right. You're like, but look, where is it happening? Like, where are people rapping in a way where it's like not meeting the commercial standards or even like the underground standards, like, which is the biggest. And I was thinking to myself, because I love Skepta, but I'm like, I can't do nothing that Skepta does. I appreciate that, but Skepta's, he's Skepta. And I remember listening to Jesse James. And I remember listening to a song that he released like a 4-track EP, and it was like a track called Lionel Jesse. And just the fact that he don't want to fit what's going on, just find these obscure gaps in between the beats and subject matters which are so personal to him that they're almost unrelatable. I was like, this is crazy. And I'd have it on repeat. On repeat, I would have Jesse James on. I just thought this guy was stupid. And it's like, when I hear Jesse James today and some of the songs, I always think about that time where I was like, how am I going to start rapping? Who's going to care? And I was like, this youth just don't care. He doesn't give a damn about if anybody is going to fuck with his music. Like, this is what he's dropping. That inspired me. I won't lie to you, that proper inspired me. Same way today when I listen to Merxton, I'm like,
hey, Merxton's mad with it.
He doesn't, he just drops Winter Jacket. It just is what it is, man. Like, yeah, or 38 Special. It's like, how long I've been cold? Like, years, like Kylie Minogue.
Right.
Like, it's just, it don't matter. Like, this is what I'm, bro, them guys inspire me so much, bro. Like, so much. It's crazy.
You don't know who you're, sometimes when you're doing this, you don't even realize how deep you are inspiring somebody. You know what I mean?
Raw, that's true. Yeah, would you mean really go into that? That's true.
No, because it's like you're making music and stuff like that, and sometimes you might be making it for yourself, you might be making it for people or whatnot, but sometimes I don't know, like, artists are not always aware of how deep the music actually cuts, regardless of the style, regardless of what you're saying. Like, you know, people are going through so many different things in their life. Positive as well.
No, I'm with you, bro.
Positive as well.
I'm with you as well.
But it's like that level of inspiration and how the music cuts, yeah, cuts deep sometimes, is so much deeper than you could even ever imagine at times.
I think some people can imagine. It's like if you went to an Omar Lay concert, you might imagine how the music cuts deep.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. She loved me when I'm drunk. Not necessarily, because you might have been drunk at the front of the row and she didn't love you enough.
We're gonna get into that.
But yeah, man, it's true. Music is, because there are loads of artists like that. Shaka, because even when I see Shaka, maybe I take it wrong, but sometimes I'm like, there should be an extra strut in your step. Like, you're Shaka in my eyes. Yeah. And I feel that about Jesse James. I feel that about Benjamin AD Shaka's so much. Shaka's
been way too quiet for me.
Brother.
At this point, to be honest.
If, go home and listen to that Get song, yeah? With Shaka. And tell me that ain't one of the best things you've heard this year. Like, with ease. Right, the best things you've heard within this year and last year.
Okay.
Like, Shaka's, he's got next level. The power's mad. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where he's writing from. I don't understand. There's another power in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, just selfishly, I'm like, man, I wish I had that more often. Like, he's mad, bro.
He might think that too, though.
Oh, he knows he's powerful.
But he might think, oh, damn, I wish I had that more often.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I hope
so. Maybe that's why sometimes it takes so long.
Man, do you know what? If you're that great, however long it's going to take, man, do you know what? Maybe I shouldn't even be out here forcing it to happen all the time. Take your longest.
No, but you know what? We're just fans.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? We're just fans and we don't know. And like, that's why, you know, I like having conversations with artists because I like insight. I like to get a little insight into
the creative process so you can understand it. Okay, I hear you.
To understand how they move and whatnot. You get what I'm saying?
Like A2. I always want to understand A2. Brother? See, this song he's got with M. Huncho, yeah? You see his delivery on that M. Huncho tune, yeah?
I'm gonna go and find it now.
It's A1. And this time it's A2.
Hey, at one point,
And Jordy was on the A13. Oh my God, wait till you see Jordy's new video. Oh my God.
Go get it.
Jordy's new video. Everybody, man, trust me, you're not ready for what Jordy's doing. I'm not even ready for what Jordy's doing. Jordy's not even ready for what, doing. Jordy's doing. Ridiculous, that boy. Ridiculous. There's some... Yeah, man. England's got some.
Yeah, the song you're talking about is called Go Getter with M. Huncho.
Brother, Go Getter is...
And it's taken from Are You As Bored As I Am, which I was battering at one point. I think the song...
I need to take it in properly again, you know. It's because I was making this damn project. I couldn't take things in properly.
Yeah, I can imagine still.
So I need to go and take that in properly.
Oh, yeah. One on Need is what I was listening to a lot.
Well, 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 well. He's a bad boy. So, yeah, man. I don't know. England's got some vibes. People always say there's not... Whatever. I think...
Wait, is this the video?
Definitely.
Is it already out?
No.
Oh,
it's not out.
Wonder Kid? No.
Oh, you're talking about Wonder Kid.
It's not out yet. Okay. You need to, I bet you're wondering who the feature is. It is crazy.
Okay.
Come on. And this time it is happening on the 1st of March. Like, everyone, it is happening 1st of March. I guarantee you. Been shot.
No one might have the answer for this. And this might be an uninformed thing to say. Yeah. But, and just let me know if I'm going mad. But why doesn't anyone ever talk about Lancey Foe?
He went mad on Getz's project. To be honest with you, yeah, that sort of Lancey Foe, Playboi Carti style is not really my thing. So they might actually be speaking about it because clearly he's had a trajectory. Because I remember, because
he's been doing a madness recently.
Brother, he's doing his thing. Do you know where I'm coming from? He had a song with Sexy Red. Mitch was playing it every day. That's how I knew. So I think he is spoken about, but just because the music's not really man's core demograph, I wouldn't really know. But yeah, he's doing his thing.
Brother, when I first saw this done, I thought he... Do you know what? Yeah, I thought he... Yeah, he's wham.
Brother,
he's wham.
He was last time I remember. He was like me.
Yeah.
Brother, he's not. He's like Getz now.
Is he the same height as you?
Find out what's going on.
Is he the same height as you?
Probably, maybe taller. And his hair grows.
Yeah.
And his hair.
It's crazy over there.
He's wham, but I thought that he was like... I didn't even know that he was from London, bro.
Yeah.
I thought he was from... Obviously, I discovered this some years ago, but I'm talking about for a while when I first started seeing his name or I first started seeing him. I thought he was like a French, you know, like, I don't know. It's weird. He just looks like a French Don that just like is cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Like, I'm not sure which African country he comes from or whatnot, but I just thought it was that. I wasn't really paying too much attention to it, but I just kept seeing his name. Though occasionally, and then I'm looking at the shows that he's doing, and I'm like, "Raw, hold on a minute, yeah, this Don is really, really, really outside."
There's, you know, like I said to you about Jesse James,
yeah,
just doing it. I wish he carried on doing it. That's how I feel about Lancey Foe. He just done his own thing. Whether you're on this train or not, it still moves.
Right then,
and I rate that.
Yes,
I rate it. That's so it. Highly, bro.
100%. I want to speak to him still.
Yeah, brother, it'd be interesting to see his journey because he's always been cool. It's not like he's not cool overnight, I tell you that. He's always been cool. So
he does a modeling thing in that as well sometimes.
Yeah, because
right?
He used to go out with Starino's sister, what's her name?
Oh, Rachel and not Rachel. Some Rachel Anderson or something. Simon Anderson.
Yes. So no.
I know you're talking about that.
Yeah, my listen, she everyone, well. I've had a very, very long morning. Do ignore me. I'm sorry. She's amazing, by the way.
Yeah,
amazing.
I recorded a JD
amazing,
pod
amazing, amazing.
A couple years ago.
My mind's just mash up right now, man.
What, am I saying it wrong?
Listen, I don't know. I'm a Rasta man, so you know what type of morning I had. So oh, that's the reason why I'm just, I'm sorry. But sorry, Kian by Soldiers, Larry.
yeah,
Chucky, why did Jamaican say that?
I can't find. God knows.
Why did Jamaican say a lot of things?
Well, no.
Yeah, even that. even that.
When you go say, see it there.
See it there?
You see it there.
Because you know what? We've told you bare times. You haven't listened. And now,
see it there?
Yeah.
Come
when
on,
you
man.
You do it when it's not that.
Huh?
You even do that. Like, you haven't said anything.
See it there?
Like you probably said it in your head somewhere.
It's one of my things. I ain't paid for parking. I forgot, man.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? Sorry to go left. Because it really hit me. My brethren come in the WhatsApp group today.
Why?
Massive why.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Double entendre. Double entendre. Don't come ask me on. How. You know what I mean?
Why? And he said, lads, 10 years of the WhatsApp group. I said, Chargy.
What?
He said, it's been 10 years since we started the WhatsApp group. I say, 10 years. So I started thinking to myself, what other WhatsApp groups have I been in for a little while? I looked at my filthy fella, the original filthy fella, 13 years.
But the original, is that still going now?
It's still going.
Serious?
Obviously, I said, yo, man, I've become that. Like, the WhatsApp group's older than certain man's picnic.
I'm telling you.
There's been relationships that we've gone through. There's been arguments. Man, I've been kicked out the group. New man have been brought in the group. But I said to everybody, even if I'm not speaking to you, man, every day, after 12, 13 years, we're still there.
You're right.
I said, it's not meant to be what it was 3-4 years ago. It's going to evolve. It's going to change. We're going to have times where we interact a lot and we don't. But I think the biggest testament we can say is we're still here, man. Still the KYs there. And the Chris Bells and Runs and Specs is in that group. And Mitch and
10 years.
Kel and Scribs and Bolt. Like the original, it's amazing.
Hey, what
bro.
Are some of the reasons for why a man has been kicked out of the group?
Our ones are super personal. So, like, it's just like, for example, I think one common courtesy is like the WhatsApp group that you have is a safe zone. It should be a safe zone. I imagine in some WhatsApp groups, people are saying fuckery about loads of people. And they well, however it's dealt with, someone might come in and go, yo. Don't do that about my man or so and so forth. But it shouldn't leave the WhatsApp group. Even if you're defending 100. My man, if we've had that conversation there because we thought it was a safe space, at any point it goes to anywhere else, there should be a discussion amongst the people to say, I don't feel comfortable about this. Or, do you know where I'm coming from? Like, I've left the WhatsApp group before. I can say why I've left the WhatsApp group. They were speaking about someone that's very close to me in a sexual manner. And they were sexualizing her. And I understand people do, but I said, for respect for me, we have to stop this because this is my sister. We can't handle this. Right. And then on some, but you have to what?
Yeah.
I have to go. Yeah. So I left. I said, you know what? You're right. That's the space that you look, Nagan, Renault.
Right.
So that's the reasons why I leave group. So I think it's, man, if you take information out, and I've never told that person, tell that person at all, and I'll never say anything, but I just felt like, let me leave because I'm just going to spoil the party. I don't want that said about my bridging, and I'm just sitting there like everything's Chris, and it's not Chris.
Not
for me anyway. What's reasons that it's happened for you?
Because there was a WhatsApp group that we had, It was a football WhatsApp group with like friends that I'd known for a long time or whatever, But then, it started getting out of hand, So then we started making rules. So there was obviously, a ref who was, the admin, because you could only have one admin at the time, on WhatsApp. And then, you could get a yellow card or a red card, And if you got a red card, then you got a few-day ban. If you got another red card or if you accumulated them, then you're out of the group for a minute, So at first it was fun, but then it started to get, man started to get vexed and then started to start up separate groups. It started to just get mad weird. But some of the reasons for someone being kicked out of the group is exactly what you just said. Yeah. If we're having a conversation about something and it turns out that you have screenshotted something and put it in a different group or whatever, that's red card out.
Because if you do that and then you tell everyone in the group you do it, you know what? We're still going to probably kick you out. But I think I could still talk to you afterwards.
Because
I've acquired that information from you.
Yeah.
It's when I have to find Tom, Dick and Harry and they're telling me something about... So I'm thinking, yo, what do you mean what? Because now I have to... Especially when they screenshot one part of it.
Yeah.
There's conversations above and below, you know?
Wait.
Above and below, you know?
Yeah, good.
What, we're not going to do that as well? Right. So now I have to do that to justify Saturn.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that position, no homo.
Nah, there was all of that. All of that. What was the next thing? Oh, yeah. There was a situation where, like, this was supposed to be a football group. These men were dissing each other all day. All 4 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, there's two men in a group at least just talking.
I'm still in groups like that now.
Is it?
Yeah, man. Just, shout out my brother just Z. Talking, bro. Love Z, man.
But yeah, now there was a situation where a man, like, you know, was dissing a man's gal and it got a little personal still. Then next man dissing the next man's ball head, and there was all kinds of stuff going on in this group.
I can't act like that's happened in my group. Man started.
Yeah, the ball head thing was all right still. But you know what it was, yeah? The ball head thing was fine. The missus thing was techie. But it was like, what had happened was the niggling was not coming from a nigger, it wasn't coming from a banterous place after a while.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? You can diss a man about, let's say you could diss a man about his ball head on a normal jokey thing. But if it's not really jokey, then it's different now. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's now, this feels a little bit more venomous. Because it feels like there's some feelings in there.
That was our problem. Do you know what our problem was? Our group started off called Dirty Fellas.
Okay.
Because I used to have this, because obviously slang is massive in Tottenham. So people will say certain things in a particular way. So shout out Smiley. Me and Smiley, if something would happen, I'd be like, ooh, dirty. Smiley would be like, that's dirty. I'm like, ooh, dirty. That's dirty. I wouldn't have that. That's dirty. So we used to do that all the time. So then all of a sudden, we made the Dirty Fellas. That man would just cuss man all day about everything. So you couldn't even see if there was extra venom or anything because everything was a poisonous snake. All of them venom. Then it upgraded to filthy because of things that you are saying. People used to really speak their mind. Is that your gal? Ross. That's what you mean. What do you mean, is that my gal? As long as you're happy. Next week,
when a man hits you with, as long as you're happy. That is bonkers.
Man, anything you done, your trainers. Listen, I've seen man carnival outfits from 2014 still in WhatsApp groups today. Man would just go, you can't chat to me for a group picture like this.
Yeah, yeah, that's how that happens in these
groups. So, yeah, man.
Do you know what as well, yeah? Benny.
Shout out, Benny.
You see Benny, yeah? Mm. In WhatsApp groups, bro, he is dangerous, bruv. Because he's good at, like, what he's good, one, he's really quick. And two, he's good at making artwork. So say, like, he just takes a picture of your face that you didn't even realize he's taken a picture of, and then he plants it on something. And he's like, he always does it and puts it in a moment where you're in your most vulnerable stage.
Oh no.
It's just annoying, bruv. But he's so good at it. His artwork's good. Do you know,
then you couldn't survive. See, things are like that about, sorry to cut you.
Yeah.
You know the filthy fella, like, from the show?
Yeah.
What's that group? The way people kill each other in that group, you would think they're genuinely not friends.
Friends, yeah.
When I cried on this pod, I got killed by Specs for ever.
To this day.
He doesn't. See, Specs, don't come to sympathy. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. And when that becomes a tone, then Liffy gets involved.
Yeah.
Brother, you're just getting.
It's the whole thing.
But it makes you a man, though.
Yeah.
Thick skin.
Yeah, of course. I hear it still. There's one actual group that still lasted that I barely talked in.
Pause for thick skin.
Yeah, all pause right. for that.
Crazy.
But
crazy, man.
But yeah, these man in the group hate me because I never talk in it, yeah?
Oh, you're never that guy.
But
you look.
Nah, but what happens though? This is what I do, yeah?
See, in my pre. Chuck, I hate
you. No, I don't even do that. No, I don't even look.
Oh, fair enough.
So I don't even look. So basically, yeah, at first I used to be in the group all the time, whatnot now. But then, like, I'm just not so much in the group anymore. United's shit anyway. Like, and obviously, United just holds bare cord in this group. So anyway, now. But there's quite a few Arsenal man in there and there's a few Tottenham man in there, yeah?
I hate Arsenal.
So anyway. So these will be in there or whatnot. And then, so I might not talk in this group, yeah? Literally for like 4 months. I might not even look. But you see, if Arsenal lose or Tottenham lose, I just go in there. Now, but I don't speak. I just go in there and I just say, well, you know. And they hate it. They hate it. You know, all of a sudden, I start seeing my name getting tagged. But where was you when? but where was you? I'm like, you know what is funny, yeah? It's like, when you do that to me, I'm at a stage where I don't care now. I've just accepted weird shit, and that's just what it is, yeah? So when I go in there and I just say, well, you know, that's what I got sometime, you know? No
matter. Right, you'll lose your head, though. You'll lose your head. And that, and the thing is, this is what I, do you know what I hate about people like Chucky, yeah? Because it's just super cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool, because you're going to say all the other stuff to get something out. He's like, it's just like, God, sometimes.
But, here, but here's how brazen my one is. United could have all lost the same weekend.
Oh, that's gangster.
But I still go in there and say, well, you know.
They hear it in your voice. When they read it.
Yeah. They know you don't care. And it's annoying that. It's like with Specs. See Specs and Tigo when they drop this whole, they don't support someone or nothing.
Oh, they,
the way they wind man up. They know it, and they know where people are going to go. Yes. You don't even support a team. Okay. Now what are you going to say?
Yeah, yeah, I hear it.
A man's on the same pitch. Oh, legends. Them are the legends. Shout out to Filthy Fellas forever, man.
Omar Lay. Hey, brother. I'm sure we've talked about something like this before. I'm sure we have still.
All I'm saying is in Jamaica, it don't happen like that. Shout out Adidas for sending
Where was me. The actual concert? Was it in Hammersmith or Pot? I thought so. I could tell it was that.
West London?
Yeah, West
Can't
London.
Can't happen in North London. Gunshots are flying.
So basically, yeah, you could put it on the screen if you can find it. So he...
Don't say it like that.
He picked out a girl to come on the stage, and the girl who was with a guy, we don't know the context, could have been her man, she could have been on a date. Either way, she was with a guy, yeah? She went up on stage, and there was all kinds of stuff going on while my man was standing there watching this thing. Thoughts?
I would have been like, go sis, that's my sis. I don't give a shit. Can't ever think this is my gal. Oh, no, I'm walking out.
Can I tell you something?
I shall make love in this club.
Let me tell you something. First things first, anyway.
He's not recording it, is he?
He was, that's him.
He's recording. Oh, yeah, there he is. At first he was. Now, do you know what it is, yeah?
The camera goes down.
This yeah, because stays, after a while, it's like, end. You know, I think the recording is a defense mechanism. I think it's a, this is mad, maybe people are looking at me a little bit. Let me just look like I'm like supporting this. He shook his head. Yeah, he shook his head like, oh, yeah, this is too much. Yeah. He shook his head and said, yeah,
do
this
know
is
what?
Too much.
I can't take the piss out of him.
Nah, of course not. Hear what I'm saying.
I can really take the piss out. I'm joking. I can't.
Look
I'm
at this. This is a, look Apple at this. This is look fun. At that. Look at that. Let me tell you something. This is how my thing's set up. Anyway, firstly, it's like, I have to put myself in the mind frame of them.
Sorry, can we just pause you? Have you seen the video after the dance as well?
Yeah, when he's walking. When he's walking on his ones. But I'm trying to put myself in the mind frame of them both. Well, no, him. Because first things first, I'm not at the front like that anyway.
That's a lot of my friends have said.
That's just my, I'm just not at the front. I'm not, at the concert, I'm not the one, I'm just not holding the bar at the front. It's not my
story.
Yeah? But let me tell you this. If, for whatever reason, one day, that so happens to be the case, you see when the artist is to point his finger at the lady that I'm with, and she puts her right arm and her left leg on that bar. By the time she's actually climbed over, gone
again.
I'm out of there. I've not even seen this part here. I've not even seen this bit. I might see it on the internet afterwards or whatever by default because everyone's talking about it or whatnot. But see that? There's just no way, bruv. There is no way.
The memes exist in longevity because he gave them bare time to make bare content. I agree with Chucky. What you should have done, son, is once you saw that, jump on your phone, order a cab, get in there, ask him to connect his Bluetooth to your phone and play Vibber Four Seasons. Strong. It would have been an easy ride home.
Strong.
This video here alone where she's deliberating with her friends whether she thinks it's bad or not. Like, if you have to ask your two brethren's opinion, whilst the person...
Huh? I think they said she was wrong.
Did they?
I didn't even want to see what they said. I just looked at my man. I'm sorry that I even said I can make a joke out of it. Did you see how... Have you seen further stuff she said, right?
No.
You haven't seen her, Kai Cenat reaching out to her? Have you seen Kai Cenat reaching out to her?
Oh, yeah.
And you see what she said to Kai Cenat, right?
Yeah.
Compensation.
You should
Compensation.
You should give me compensation for my time if you want to connect with me. So Kaisenet has reached out to the girl so the girl can get her side of the story. This has gone global. This is a mad thing. So Kaisenet, the streamer himself, has reached out to the girls, going on stage, embarrassing her man, so she has the opportunity to give her side of the story, and she's asking for financial compensation.
Well, you know, that says a lot, don't it? That says a lot, man.
Well, clear your name, girl. Or maybe you don't want it cleared.
He would have chopped that to pieces, probably, if that's what he was looking for. He could have completely lost that gal that day.
What?
He has completely lost that gal. No, but I mean, like, in that moment, like, it could have been a thing. You see, it could have been a thing where she didn't even come back after that.
She didn't. She was only there physically. In spirit?
I mean, that still.
Chucky, honestly, did you see how flustered she was afterwards talking to the... Brother, she is standing outside of that rave waiting for... I reckon she's DM'd him now.
Yes!
On the ground.
Yes!
Maybe a snapper. She wants more the TikTok. And honestly, God, protect me from women like that.
She definitely
keep them far away from
me. She's pretty, though.
But keep me in these Adidas tracksuits.
She's very pretty.
Shout out, girl. Honestly.
Yeah, she's clean. She's clean still. But you know...
She went number 5.
Big man, I don't care. But let me tell you something. I don't care how clean a person is. Are you crazy? I don't care how clean. There's no... Bro.
That's not clean.
Brother.
Dirty. You see what she's doing?
There is no way. There is no way this is... this could be... that could be my story like that. I'm not hanging around. I just can't be hanging around afterwards either.
Chucky, but don't you think that's how demons are getting made? Like, listen, hear me out. I'm not demons. Maybe I'm going too far. But you know, like, for example, villains. Because you know, like, if you did something bad in private, you can try and sort it out in private and then maybe you can go forward and no one knows. I just think when it's something like this and then you're battling with your ego and all of those types of things, if you stand on business with this, which I don't believe you should stand on business with, that means you have to become that character. You might not even be that character, but because you've done something, you've made the decision, like we were speaking about decision making, you've made a mad decision, which now everybody, like I'm introduced to you like this for the first time, it's either you be this character and I accept it and just go, oh, you're just like this, or you try and fight against it.
Yeah.
I feel like most people just be this character and then you just have loads of people like this that will support this type of behavior.
You know what, for me, so a part of this would be my ego, definitely. Like, rah. Like, you're just trying to crush a man's ego. And it would definitely make me feel away from that perspective. But also, another thing is, I'm quite big on this too. It's like, it's that thing of not for one moment thinking, rah, like, if I do that, how would that make him feel? Do you get what I'm saying? It's that. That's the thing for me. And when there's no consideration in that aspect, I'm like, nah, man. Because ultimately, I hear it. You know, like, you can be a fan of an artist or whatnot, yeah? And you could actually want to meet that artist. But how deep is it for you to want to meet that person, but also to make that person, the person that you're with, feel shit in the process? It can't be that deep for me. I can't put a woman that I'm out with, whether I've taken her out or whatever it may be, yeah? Like, maybe there's I'm speculating here, but maybe the reason why they're even at the front in the first place is because, you know what, he's taking her out and that's something that she wants to do. All right, cool, I'll come to the front with you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very possible.
I'll come to the front with you.
He's the only guy there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's quite a tall guy as well, so sometimes more time at a concert, the man are not right in the flipping thing like that. But anyway, it's like, just going back more to the point, it's like...
Did he go with a group of girls? Looks like it. Big man, I might change my mind.
Why?
I'm beginning to feel like this was a silly move from the start. And maybe this, although is harsh, it is tough love because this was a silly decision.
Go on.
To go to an Omalay concert with your girlfriend and her female friends... For me, no.
Why?
Check it out, Four Seasons, the bar's crazy on Autumn. For me, no, because I just don't understand why I'm going to go to an Omalay concert where I know he's going to have a large female group of fans.
Yeah.
And I imagine the conversations that you lot have together that I don't hear about, probably I wouldn't be happy with some of them. And now I'm going to go out with you lot to the Omalay concert at the front with all of the gallem. I'm the only guy in a, what looks like an off-white shirt. Big man, you're off your rockers. No, I would never put myself in that position. Like, I would never. EA, are you putting yourself in that position?
What position? I went to a concert with my girl.
Right. And her friends. Yes. And stood at the front row.
Yeah,
I'll go say so what? Because look at him.
No, hold on.
I'm walking away.
You have to consider also.
Have you done it before?
Maybe you want
to
go there because you
have you gone to a concert which you know is going to be predominantly females with her, your friend, with your girlfriend and her friends? Have you done it before? Yeah. When? That's not, no. Burner is a rude boy. He's not predominantly, if he's predominantly women, it's, Burner's different. I'm talking Omalay.
I don't know, but what I can say.
Would you do that?
Is bro.
I'm asking you a simple question.
Bro,
you're doing politics. Would you do that?
I would do that.
You're a liar.
That's all I'm saying. I'm with you.
Chucky, would you do that?
Yeah.
You go to Omalay concert front row with your girlfriend and her friends.
I tell you why I
see,
would.
You see this, how the story ends out?
Let me tell you why I would.
Sorry, carry on.
I'll tell you why I would.
Not me.
Because, and also, let me take this into consideration. I could get this wrong.
You could.
But I would like to believe that I'm going with a gal that I've already assessed isn't moving like this. Yeah. So, you know what? I might be caught by surprise, the element of surprise, but in this thing, this feels like a safe environment for me. I'm with her and her brethrens, and they're going to move. And you know what? Oh, wait, this is the next thing, yeah? Another thing is that if it's me, her, and her friends, and then my man picks her out, I would have thought at least one of the friends would have tapped her and said, "You're moving a bit mad."
All right.
"You're moving a bit mad."
So let me ask another question. Let's decide. Would you, because you already said you wouldn't, would you go front row in a concert?
No.
Now, can we now say, since we wouldn't go front, because I'm not, do we know the frame of mind?
Can you imagine Poet front row at a concert?
It stinks. I'm in everyone's way. The moment I go like that, I've elbowed everyone. All right, anyway. All right, do you understand the frame of mind of someone that would want to be in the front row?
Yeah.
What do you reckon the frame of mind of that person is?
They're strong fans.
And they're what?
Oh, God. Don't try to put words in my mouth.
I think they're attention seeking. I think the people at the front of the row are always looking at the camera and they're always like to the person. Man. They've got signs. 100%. This is not like Arsenal tickets where you buy a ticket and you're in the front row just by default. This is someone that's decided to go to the concert early and wait at the front whilst no one's hardly in there, and they're there forever.
When you do your show, you're talking about the people that are at the front row of yours.
No, because my music's different. This is not Omalay. You can have a different type of crowd. It's not like a grime crowd. If I'm in the front row of a grime crowd, you can. This is Omalay.
Four Seasons isn't grime.
Of course not, but it is a melodic sound where everyone can chill. No one's even going to be at a front row like that. We don't make music like that. We're chill. But this is dangerous.
When you done your concert in Notting Hill, in Portobello?
That was crazy.
You done a little concert, right? You done that.
Really nice, mellow type vibes.
It was quite intimate. I remember because I was taking pictures of filming or whatever, and I was at the front, and I remember thinking, this is such an experience, being like having nobody in front of me. All I can see is the artist. From my perspective, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
I've always been in the thing where there's like that 6'5" guy there, the three girls laughing and talking over here. And that's not really the experience. Like, you're able to get what you want to get, but it's not really a great experience.
Was you with your girl?
Within the crowd.
Was you with your girl?
When?
That show.
No, I wasn't.
Was there a metal railing in front of you?
No, there
was. The metal railing leads me to suggest people might be at a bit of a, oh my God, no, oh my God. I just don't think you should go to the front of that with your girl. I just wouldn't even do it for safety, even safety reasons. No. I wouldn't want to do it. So if my girl wanted to do it with me, I just want to know, why are we doing this again?
All right, no, but all right, let me add another dimension to this, yeah? I'm with you in a sense, I'm not going to the front.
With my girl and her friends, that's it.
But also, I'm definitely with you on the experience element because obviously for a lot of people, we have to take ourselves out of this a little bit too because if we have a privilege in being able to go to loads of shows, being around artists and being in and amongst some of that. So our thing is a bit different.
My bad.
For them, it's different for them. My bad. Yeah? So, and then secondly, yeah, there's the that emotional connection that we always refer to in regards to music too. So it's like, let's just say, which maybe probably wasn't the case in this situation here, but I'm just adding it in anyway, is that you meet somebody and this one particular artist is the current theme of your relationship, or this one particular album is the current theme of that. So it's like you're now going and experiencing it together in a level of closeness, which is supposed to feel, it's supposed to feel nice.
I hate
ain't
you.
Nobody supposed to be going on no stage though.
Can't we bring some more guys? They're all well, if it was three guys, three girls, or even three guys and four girls, I think I'm more with it.
I hear, but I it's not going to change the outcome though, because if they go to the front,
it might.
If they go to the front, might. Well, you reckon?
It might.
Let me tell you something. I've got a problem with that.
Go on.
I'll tell you why I've got a problem with that. If I bring some of my guys, and that's the reason why when we're at the front, you're not going on the stage because I might be with some of my guys, there's an issue. You're not supposed to be going on stage because of my feelings.
My brother.
Not because of the man them.
I'm being real with you. That's not the right relationship anyway. We're not here. I'm just saying to you, under certain circumstances, people move particular ways. If I'm by myself and there's five guys and one of them come up to me, I know them are not brave because there's five of them and there's one of me. Now, the guy that come up to me, if I see him with three and four of my guys, the circumstances are completely different. And guess what? It's still just me and him there. So I'm saying under these circumstances, I just think one guy, four gal at the front of any show that has a railing and a relatively good looking black man singing "We Love Me When I'm Drunk" is a dangerous thing for the guy specifically. I just think it's not Beyonce at the front. I don't think you run the risk or danger of anything happening in that. I still wouldn't suggest that you do it. But with Omalay, who's going to call a gal on stage? Would you be at the front of Chris Brown?
No, you, it sounds like you're victim blaming.
I'm just saying, victim.
You're victim blaming.
What do you mean?
But hear what I'm saying, yeah?
She's always
going to
scream, pick me.
Yes.
No, no, no. But hear what I'm saying. She's always going to do it under the right circumstances. I feel like she's smart. And I'm with her. Do what you want, girl. I don't think she's wrong. I think the guy's wrong.
I think
because he's upset, she's happy. She won.
I think if anyone was supposed to do anything, if anything, it was the friends then.
Yeah. To stop?
Yeah. Hear what I'm saying, bro? If let's say if we're all around together, whatever, man's with his girl and whatnot, yeah. But there's a situation that's presenting itself that looks kind of scrumptious, yeah. And everyone would love to be in that situation, but man's with his girl and that, yeah. When he's about to run close to go and do what he's doing, a man's supposed to say, one of the brothers is supposed to say, "Brother, remember you with your girl, you know?"
Oh, that's me.
Remember, hey, man. You know, you just say it quietly. Hey, you know, there's gonna be a conversation later.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Yes, and me and my friends have that. Sometimes it's like, I'm just letting you know that's going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that's going to be a conversation.
You know what?
Now, you can do whatever you want to do with that, but I'm just letting you know that's going to be a conversation.
Do you know what I do from the start of the night? To everyone, I am a self-proclaimed cheater. Just being beside me should be an issue. If you're willing to do that, no matter question, nothing from the rest of the night. And more time, no one does anything. Because they recognise it's treacherous waters, let's just be careful and take care of everyone's family. It's all love. I just think, honestly, you lot, this is dangerous circumstances for a guy.
Oh, well, he's never going to the front again.
Oh, never.
And also, do you know what? To be honest with you, well, on a deeper one, you know what? He's probably got a level of PTSD now.
Don't do that.
Nah, he will. You will have a level of PTSD, and unfortunately, I'm not saying this is right, but what's probably going to happen now is that when he goes on other dates or when he's meeting other women or whatnot, he's going to be in extra protection mode, yeah? And that extra protection mode is going to be a little stress for the next woman that wants to get to know him and be around him because of that.
All right, I don't know your name, my bro. I want you to go back to an album. I think it came out in the early 2000s. It's by a guy called Music Soulchild. I think it's track 13 on Just Listen. It's called Previous Cats. The chorus goes, "I am not to blame
Music Soulchild
for the pain that was caused by previous cats." We now can't take the trauma from this very unique situation and give it to the rest of the wonderful women that you're going to meet, because you're a great guy. You deserve a great woman. But stop making silly decisions. See, chucking you now. Come.
First things first, girl, recognize who is with you now. Second thing, can't blame me for how you were treat it before I came.
What's the names, man?
I'm not Anthony, even or Ivan. Damn, girl, I've been right there for you since day one. Coming from
music chat to a day now. I'm not to blame for the pain that was caused by previous. Chucky, this could help a lot of people.
Oh my god.
This could help a lot of people.
What a two. I referenced this the other day. Mad.
So yeah, I blame the guy. I think the girl won the night.
Nah, you're victim blaming. Nah,
I'm,
she had a stick.
Go on.
I went to this concert with her. Like, as in, if I was him, I went to the concert with her. Imagine what she's doing at concerts when I'm not there.
Oh, shit. Well, imagine what she's just doing in life.
In life? If she's moving like this when I'm there, bro, she don't respect, man.
Oh, no, respect. What's that?
She don't believe it, man.
Do you know what it is? She don't even, beyond that, I feel like she has not, this is maybe a bit of a wild statement. Obviously, you lot just rein me in if I'm going too crazy. But is it, am I safe to say she has she does have a strong level of respect for herself in certain areas, purely because under the circumstances of a relationship, she would put something out in the media and public for people to question her integrity under them circumstances.
Celebrity worship.
That makes me go, celebrity worship. That makes me go, darling, how are you even setting yourself up for a man in the future if this is how you're operating today?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not ready. I can appreciate that. But then you shouldn't put yourself in this situation. You should break up with him before Omalay.
You're right.
And then go do it. Well, I just think, you know?
That's right, bro.
And do you know what's so mad? She, I bet you. Hey, Chucky, is it mad to say she probably even got noticed because that guy was at the front? He's the only guy there.
Yeah.
In the red shirt. Like, if she was by herself, he probably doesn't even notice her.
I can't take that type of embarrassment anyway.
Oh, Chucky, I can't.
I can't take that type of embarrassment. I can't take that. Do you know what? Quick, before we get into the howlers, yeah, just a quick serious one. Did you see? I think we spoke about it on the pod time ago. Shamima Begum. You know who? Do you remember who she is? Yeah. So they denied her
entry.
Yeah.
Are we speaking about?
And so I started thinking about it. Huh?
And her
youth
passed.
Her youth died.
Did he die?
I wasn't even going.
To always speak about her on Gasworks.
I was going down like a mental rabbit hole when I was thinking about it. Yeah, because just quick, how old is she now?
She is now
24. Okay, so you know what? Yeah, my with this situation here, for anyone who doesn't know, yeah, when she was 15 years old. She left the country and went to go and join ISIS, right?
Yeah.
Marry an ISIS fighter.
Crazy.
So yeah, it's nuts. Crazy. So, you know what? Yeah. On one hand, I was looking at when she was looking to come back in that. Yeah. You know, the cynic in me was very much like, "Well, boy, obviously you've gone over there. You've realised it's not a roses are red thing." And exactly. Violets are bluting and whatnot. And now you want to come back to the privilege, which is, I could see how when you have two ops, like two people that are warring amongst each other and you go on the other side, I could see how one side says, nah. You made that bed. You got to light it. Yeah. You got to make that one warm.
I hear that as well.
So I'm definitely with that. So here's where it started to change a little bit for me. Obviously, she's 15 years old and whatnot, yeah? It does change something. When they denied her entry, yeah? I was like, I hear it, but then something came to mind and let me know if I'm going mad, yeah? So, she left the country when she was 15 years of age to go and marry this man or whatnot, yeah? In this country, she's a British citizen as well, right?
She was
a British. They just revoked her thing. Yeah, it's gangster. Yeah.
Come on.
They revoked that quick.
Had an MBE. It's been revoked.
Yeah, strongly. But he's not mad at that. Happy. Shouldn't be anyway.
He's happy.
Take it.
So, in this country, yeah, a man or an adult cannot be in a relationship or in a sexual relationship with somebody who is under 16, right? So that's called statutory rape, right?
Statutory rape.
Right. So the country is essentially saying that you are either grooming or that person is not old enough to be able to make that decision for themselves to be in that relationship. So they take the power out of the child or the teenager, yeah, away from them and then place it onto the adult on a vibe of you should know better, mm-hmm. right? Do you see where I'm going with this now?
100%.
So if this is what, if this is the principle in which the country stands on in that aspect, I don't, what's the difference? If she's 15 years old, if she's 15 years old and she's speaking to a guy who is a man, who is however old, I don't know, how old was he? 20 something years old or whatever, yeah? And he's speaking to her, whatever, and he's managed to get her over there. What is the difference between them two doing that and having their sexual relationship and the country's law in a 15-year-old not being able to make a decision for themselves to be in a relationship? Because if we're saying that a 15-year-old cannot have sex with a 20-something-year-old, and the adult has done something wrong and is grooming involved in all of that, then surely the principles would be the same, right? So then if the principles are the same, then shouldn't they be turning around and saying, well, then essentially she was groomed, she was 15 years old, she wasn't in a space where she was able to potentially or make the right decision for herself, so we need to bring her back. Do you understand what I'm saying? In this case, though, they haven't said that. They basically said, yo, 15 or not 15, statutory rape or no statutory rape, you went over there.
You're going over there.
Gone.
Chucky, I feel I'm going to go round and round to come back to where you are. It's going to make sense. Everyone just roll with me for a second. I'm wearing a Jamaica top by Adidas. This is an unsponsored ad. Shout out my brother Gil. It's all love. Four Seasons out now. So this, just stay with me here. I think most stereotypes, such as Muslim individuals that look like this are potentially a danger, are perpetuated through media in various different ways. One of them happens to be through content. So through Hollywood or through films or EastEnders or so on and so forth. I remember when this happened. Off the back of 9/11, they shot a guy in the train, running for a train that happened to him. He was Brazilian. And then we have now the birth of the quote-unquote enemy, the way the Russian was the enemy to American media. Do we now have the Muslim man is the enemy? Yeah. So because of the circumstances in which this 15-year-old was raped, so on and so forth, because it's the enemy, we can have no sympathy for this young lady. Because we've told the whole country, this is the enemy. Therefore, if anybody in this part of this situation feels that they're going to try and endanger our country, we're not having it. Doesn't matter what's going on. Because of that mentality, that's the reasons why I would imagine this situation is a far unique case in the way it was. And had she been the type of individual to potentially endanger people, then maybe to a certain extent, I see why it is a unique case. Don't have to agree, but I see why it's a unique case. This is what I've seen happen recently in media. In 2018, something called The Bodyguard came out. The Bodyguard was a 6-part series on BBC. And it had a Scottish guy that was looking after someone from the Home Secretary. Who gets, actually, well, I won't reveal it all because it's actually a decent watch. But what I will say is they explored something within my mind where they keep the enemy the same, but they're exploring different potential dangers.
Mm.
I would say off the back of this conversation here, I want you to give it a watch.
Yeah.
100% give it a watch, because it's going to make sense when you watch it now, and maybe you've even ruined it, but the emotional roller coaster you're going to go on, yeah. You've seen it, innit? It's going to, for people that have seen it, leave comments and let me know what you think in the comment section and alone. Because this is such an interesting, and because I only finished watching it a week ago, so it's still fresh in my mind.
Okay.
I will say to you, my brother, it's interesting what you're saying right now, because you are definitely touching on something that is, for me, morally incorrect, and they shouldn't be dealing with it like this. If you ask me how I feel, this is unfair, because it should be the same. It's a 15-year-old individual who's very impressionable, who can potentially make a hell of a lot more mistakes than an older individual. But take a look at what they're doing in media.
No, of course.
Take a look at what they're doing in media. Bodyguards, go on.
I just want to say, I think they set a precedent. If they can reject her and revoke her...
Ain't no one got a chance.
No one's got a chance. I think it was a precedent example. I think if they let her in, everybody... There's a lot of people that could try.
And come back. Yeah, I hear that still.
No one's got a chance.
Yeah.
And the thing is, everyone in football, it happens as well. Like when Glenn Hoddle gets the England job, he drops Gascoigne. When Steve McClaren gets the England job, he drops Beckham. It just says the top people can't get it. No one's got a chance.
Yeah, because I guess all they need to do then is really just create a law to say that if, regardless of your age, you go and join the enemy, this is what is likely to happen. They won't say this is what will happen. They will say that this is what could happen, so that there's a leeway for them to be able to do that. Otherwise, if they don't do that, then an element in the principle and the law becomes a little bit fragile, because people then would use that in different cases.
Smart, though. Watch this. Pass my phone. I hear where you're coming from. Watch this. And Scripps is a man of truth, so I won't even question the validity of this tweet at all. And if I'm wrong, I can only apologise, but I really do trust Scripps, and he's a person that really cares about history. He tweeted something very interesting the other day, and I see where you're coming from, Chucky, but this is the reasons why I say media is too smart. Too smart. They won't care about that. I'll tell you why. What did Scripps tweet the other day? Please let me find it. I've just got up. It'll make it rubbish if I don't. And he doesn't answer his phone, so I can't find it. Basically, in 1953, do you know who the English people considered potentially the enemy?
West Indians?
No. 1953, I'm going to find it soon. Do you know who potentially was the enemy to the English?
Portugal?
The Jewish community.
Oh. Why did I say Portugal?
They were the enemy to the British father.
Yeah.
So, today, is that the case?
No.
So can they continue to have inconsistencies in history that people can look at like
yes,
that? Do you reckon they will still continue to? I'm just talking about in terms of the enemy. I just think when... I don't know. Now I think...
Well, you say they won't have inconsistencies in regards to dealing with enemies and...
In this capacity now, I don't know, because it's like everything's going towards money and skin tone. So I just think as long as that you have money and you're a particular skin tone, I don't believe you'll be the enemy anymore. It's becoming very divisive. I'm looking the way I'm looking at life. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm looking at it becoming very, very classist and still very
yes,
like that.
So do you think the outcome is different? What happened to the girl, the white girl?
What's that, brother?
There was a white girl that was in this... She left the country as well, didn't she? Or did she die? There was a white girl that left, right?
I'm not quite sure you're
speaking. Yeah, she converted to Islam or whatever, and then went and was married another don somewhere. Someone will know exactly what I'm talking about, yeah? Okay. I think she might have actually died, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, pushing that aside, do you think that the outcome would become different if that was the case? And it was a white girl?
If she was a... I think it will be a grey area.
Oh.
So I'm not saying it won't go the same ways...
Oh, no.
I think there'll be a grey area. I think they'll create a grey area because they'll have a comparison of story. She was this. Something happened to her. She became this. We can take her back to this.
Right then.
With Shamimim, she's always been this. Now yes, she's saying she's that. Right. She's never been okay here. We don't believe her.
Right.
Wait, she's not one of our own.
Right.
Has she been a little bit more? But because she's this... It's like, sorry, we don't see how you can be one of us, type of thing.
Well,
and I could be wrong. This is my assessment, my opinion. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's not wrong.
That's where, I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's what I was getting to, but I just was testing to see what the vibes was.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you know what I mean? I hear you. The bodyguard, though, honestly.
But ultimately, just on a rude boy thing,
yeah,
I could see how a man says, yeah, nah, fuck that, though. Like, I could see how a man would say, yeah, fuck that. Like, I don't even really know. Can't really trust her, like, fuck that. She's not coming in the yard. Because next minute she comes in the yard now, you know what I mean? She takes out a BB from her asshole, and now she's texting my man and this, that.
It's
and this,
crazy this, now. There's all kinds
of stuff that could happen. I could see how somebody would say that. But, you know, in this civilization, we have laws and, you know, governments and
things. That can change.
And there's, yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there's these conversations that happen. And it just made me think. I was just like going down a little rabbit hole. And I was thinking, oh, this is interesting. Like, this didn't happen because obviously I'm like, well, if she's 15 years old and then we have this statutory rape thing or whatever, it feels thing. There feels like there's an inconsistency in there somewhere. But there's all consistencies everywhere, innit? So sometimes I just like it when people just say, yeah, fuck it, man. I'm a hypocrite. Or it's inconsistent or whatever. Sometimes I just like that bit.
But if the hypocrisy is consistent, then how can it be inconsistent?
There you go. I hear it.
Find out next week. I'm joking. Right. Oh, yeah. The tweet from Scribs was four seasons out now. Whoa, not next to that. Not next to that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
The tweet also was, did you know that Britain held German Jews in the concentration camps during the Second World War? That was just for today, 2024. That just blew my mind. It blew my mind, but it made me realize with money, principles change, morals change.
Winston Churchill had a document written called The Jewish Problem.
And I read some of that, you know.
It was way before him as well.
Yeah.
And then Hitler ended up writing his product, which was called The Final Solution. So it was like...
Hitler's...
continued on,
bro,
the other person's work.
And Europe looked at Hitler as the
thing that always happens as well.
And Europe looked at him as a golden child. And then years later, he's now the problematic individual that they all. It's crazy, man.
I remember what I said. Crazy, I don't know. Bro. We talked about this before on the pod where I laid it out by saying that somebody could just say something or just do something, and thousands of years later, people are dying off.
That one thing,
that one conversation, or that one thought process, or that one philosophy, and then at the end of it, bro, they just die.
And you know when you get foresight, and
but do you know how mad that
is? Nuts. And do you know what's even more nuts? And sorry to just keep going into things, but what you just told me makes me think to myself, raw. Like, so realistically, even with everything's influence is a gift. And you have the ability to do many different things with influence. And if you take a look at the things that you can say one thing and have the influence to make problems still happen today, and then there's other people in situations that can say one thing and solve situations. Mm. Come on, DJ Khaled, man. What I'm getting to is just say Free Palestine, because your cousin's not chatting to you now. It's crazy. Fam, his cousin stopped chatting to him, you know? His cousin came out and said, I'm not chatting to him no more. We're dropping him out.
But hear what I'm saying, though.
But Drake said it.
Did he?
Come on. October 2023.
I will say this though. I think sometimes maybe more people need to do one of two things.
Go on.
Either educate yourselves,
yes,
on certain things, or actually just don't even say anything. Because sometimes some people do come out and just try to jump on a thing that they feel that they should do, but they don't know one thing about it.
Which is
true. I'm not saying that it's true, Khaled, by the way. But no. I do think that the more people should just, at sometimes, just be quiet.
But I always say, if... Do you know what it is? Chuck, watch this.
That's dangerous too.
Chucky, this is all I will say. This is, and I'll leave it here for DJ Khaled. Because with DJ Khaled, when I saw a flood happen in Jamaica, I don't know any of the people. I don't know nothing. But I feel certain.
Yeah,
I feel like, happening. Yo, I feel compelled to do something.
Yes, I hear it.
I'm not saying I did something. I'm not saying I didn't do something. I'm just saying I can't see my people suffer.
I hear it.
And feel nothing. I don't understand how that's even possible.
I hear it.
But assert. Watch the Jamaican one now.
Yeah.
Assert, go.
Howlers, my GG.
Do you know what? Interesting, yeah? Because like so much dope lyricists dropped this week, Poet, Pot of Paper, Gets. I thought to myself, I saw a tweet, I said it to you lot. Worst bars you've heard.
Mm.
And obviously, even I'm going to have some bars where you go, Poet, what the hell was that? Brother, I found some of them. They are, for me, hilarious. So who remembers the song Bedrock?
Yeah.
Do you remember Bedrock?
Yeah.
Was it Gooda Gooda that had this verse? Now, the reasons why that didn't make any sense to me is because even when he opens the fridge, There's nothing in there. But it gets worse. This guy, I feel, I really, really, really love him. He's an incredible artist, but this is nothing personal.
They've all had, like said, everyone, everyone
all
has a stinker.
Had howlers.
You're just trying to make something rhyme.
So there was one individual, 60 plus, still does under 18 raid, but shout out my brother Tim Westwood. Davido. We all have howlers. Who remembers man I love the most, man? One of the, everyone always goes, who's better, Biggie or Tupac? Biggie or Tupac?
Oh, Biggie's had some crazy lines, though.
Anything crazier than this?
When I met you, I admit my first thought was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick.
That is outrageous.
That is outrageous.
And do you know what?
You know, if Biggie was alive, yeah? Like, in, I would say, like, this generation now would not let that go. That's coming up in every interview.
What do you mean?
That's coming up. That's a
spray every week.
Yeah, spray. Yeah,
every week.
Yeah.
Every week spray. But you know what? You can also spray things that are just what you think are really, really important, but maybe no one else does.
Be blood down, thug down, everybody try to be a snake. Cop told me that's my gun, everybody did a break, that's my whip. Don't touch, that's my shit. 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 Cop told me that's my drug, that's my gun, that's my shit. Don't touch, that's my shit. Don't touch, that's my shit.
And we all have our own passions.
Who is that? Is that T.I.?
No, that's the man who made Panda.
Oh, is it? Oh my God.
Does? Oh my.
Oh my.
But look,
God.
I can't do that to everyone, and not for me. The man that I always think has howlers. Now, this guy is a rapper, bro. He's probably, arguably, my favorite rapper of all time.
If you're going to that, by the way, I thought that was hilarious.
This is, not Tyler. Hilarious. Tyler's, this, that's funny.
We'll play that in a bit, go on.
The artist I want to go to, because, and you know I love you. You were my most listened to artist last year. So let's not pretend that I don't love this man. But we all have howlers.
Cause nowadays they don't got it, they are made one. The only time I feel alive when I taste it, I want a bit.
Wait, what did he say?
I don't know. I'm just saying it sounds like a howler. I'm not saying it is, but I know what it sounded like to me. Right. Future, in the present, I would like some clarity.
Yeah. I'm sure Future's got a few of them, to be honest with you.
Don't you dare!
Hidden behind these wave. But,
I don't like Chucky. Oh, Eminem's got the worst, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eminem's just trying. That's the thing. It's like, this is what happens when men are just trying to just rhyme.
I hate tryhards. Go, Chucky. Go play. Play the one that Chucky's saying.
But though. I remember watching this, yeah. And this is hilarious.
Switch with him, then I can fuck all the sweet men that I wanna. Actually, I'm gonna heat it up real quick, motherfucker. I'm LeBron. Listen, Flex, we just met, but I know it don't seem like all Kelly wet dreams. I always keep 16, nigga. Me and Flex looking in the index for buff net niggas. Just
oh, you missed the punchline with the butt. They missed, yeah, they missed it. And then that's when he says, what made you go with that verse?
What made you go with that verse? It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, anyways.
All right, man. Two more howlers before I disappear and leave you guys. One of them is, I'm advising the people at home. Yes, all of the parents, a lot of us. If you've heard Mount Rushmore with Wretch, Getz, and Kane, they're letting you know they're all parents. And I don't imagine they will let their child read a book called Mary Has a Little Pussy.
PJ. Mary has a little cat.
One of the pages in Mary has a little pussy. Mary has a little pink pussy.
Pink cat.
And obviously they got a cat, but this is the wording. She loves her pussy so much she strokes it every night.
Loves her cat that's so crazy. Much that she strokes it every night.
This is a kid's book.
This is crazy.
Mary likes to show her pussy to all her friends. Oh, she invites her friends to stroke her pussy as well. Now, look.
Next one's crazy.
Should we go there? I didn't want to, but let's go to it.
To show her cat to all of her friends. She invites her friends to stroke her cat as well.
You ready for the next page? One of Mary's friends, Tommy, has a big cock. The big cock couldn't help but behaved excitedly when it saw the pussy and started flapping. Look. I understand you're out here trying to do double entendre, but we don't do that with a pickney.
No.
We protect the pickney. We're here as men to protect women and kids. Let's protect the pickney. I'm not saying we're not going to get it wrong sometimes, but this just feels like old Disney films to me. This just feels like Jeffrey Epstein to me. This just feels like, who's that guy that used to work at the BBC? That's what it feels like to me. Mr. Savile, let's just stay away from them days. We're in better days today. Companies are more educated. They understand that we can't be going against all of these things. Let's just put a stop to these little things, right? Yes, sir. Where we're trying to infiltrate, pickney them mind. We have to put some, you know, love into that. Not this effery, right? Yes, sir. No good. It's no good. And last but not least, I don't really know much about this girl. Oh, that's not the one. Nah, I'll allow her today, actually.
That's crazy.
I'll give her a bly. The one I'm going to give is not so much a howler, but it's kind of interesting. And I never, ever knew it until someone said, Poet, you're right about the flowers thing from last week on the pod. And I was like, why? What do you mean? He's like, I don't even know what flowers mean anymore as well. The James Morrison thing. And he goes, I'm going to send you something which is quite interesting. And it is. It's from a guy called It's J Main. I like him a lot. He has got this dope thing where there's a song by Bruno Mars called Flowers. And I didn't realize Miley Cyrus done a direct response to the song.
Oh.
Watch this.
Oh, mad. Oh, man.
I just found that mad interesting that Miley Cyrus is sending for Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's, and it's just...
Wait, and people only just...
I've only got
was that
now.
A thing? Was that a thing?
I'd never remembered it being, I wouldn't have known, but... Yeah. I was just like, rah, because I never would have listened to them two songs like in a collection of music. But yeah, so people, also someone left a comment saying, Poet, you should do some research on what flowers, why people actually get flowers and so on and so forth. I want you to know I fucking love you. Thank you for that. But I'm just lazy, man. I got loads of things to do. Sure. Do us a favor, leave a comment and tell us what flowers actually mean. Please.
In a nutshell, man,
or without the nutshell.
Yeah, why?
Four Seasons out now. Come on, man.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you, Gil, for the Adidas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.